Hare Krishna. So here's a little update on how we're doing on our Sankirtan marathon in the UK. I would say that it's beyond my original expectations, since we haven't done a up-to-date inventory, and I just came back from morning at the manor. I can't really say, but I think we're doing very well. Our visits to Scotland, Manchester, went really nicely, and then on Friday we were in Silver Street. That went really nicely. It was really wonderful, and last night we had program with the Pandava Sain at the home of Sundarananda Prabhu. Big program, because he's got a big hall over there in his house. Really very, very suitable place for programs. And devotees were very responsive, enthusiastic, and this morning we just gave class at the temple at the manor. And it was relatively very quiet, as Sunday mornings are before things really get going. All devotees there, and this morning we saw 25 sets. And the indication is that that the books are running out, and we may not have enough books, or that we don't have enough books, and we're going to have to arrange to get some more books flown in or brought in from Hungary. And we're going to do a more accurate calculation, but based on the reaction that I'm seeing and how favorably people, devotees, are to hearing about Radhe Shyam and Yuva Jadam and, of course, Krishna's pastimes. It's unlikely that we have the number of books to meet the demand, and on top of which we've heard that we've also received an order for 100 sets in the States. Actually, just yesterday I received an email also from Adikarta Prabhu in Kentucky, who was telling me that he'd also received Nava Braja Mahima. I guess they're going out. The single copies have been sent out, and he's already got them. He's always been the foremost supporter of Krishna and Vrindavan series, always encouraging me to write, aside from being a old friend and a great book distributor and a staunch devotee. He's a real stalwart in terms of encouraging me to keep writing, which is something very, very valuable, and not only to keep writing, but he's always very supportive of and trying to help distribute the books wherever he is, and encourage others to consider for themselves whether they may want to also purchase and read them. As a new farming community in Kentucky wants me to visit, well, hopefully sometime I will be able to, although I don't see that happening in the immediate future. So the books are really going out. Devotees in UK who've ordered their books and who haven't ordered but want to get a copy, I suggest getting them as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're not necessarily able to provide everyone everything on this time around. Of course, I don't know when the next time around is. And very nice presentation. usually Nanda Chaitanya or Barshana make a general presentation about the book, and of course I give a talk, a class, and we do bhajans and kirtan. Last night we had nice bhajans as well, and then Krishnamayi stands up, and in her broken English, she explains how she's been living in New Brajadam for 20 years since the beginning, and how Navabraja Mahima represents and embodies the development of New Brajadam and service to Radhe Shyam, and how by reading Navabrajama, devotees become servants of the servants of the Brijabasis from head to toe. She learned how to say that, head to toe. Anyway, this is all her own lines. And then yesterday, Shambhihari Prabhu also gave a little talk on, because he joined exactly at the time that I began writing Navabraja Mahima. And so he's seen its development and the phases that it's gone through. Anyway, both of these personal anecdotes are very interesting and attractive to the devotees. And then during bhajan, although I always like to concentrate on the holy name, we project pictures of Radhe Shyam along with some overhead shots of New Brajadam taken from an airplane. So people get the impression of both the Dham as well as Radhe Shyam, especially those devotees who haven't been there. And of course, both of those things speak for themselves. So overall, things are really moving forward, and we look forward to visiting those devotees who yet haven't visited, and introducing them to Radhe Shyam in New Brajadam, and Srila Prabhupada's desires for us to be Krishna conscious in the Vrindavan way. Hare Krishna.